I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. India's Rajasthan state has a new anti-conversion law that increases risk of persecution for Christians. But there's hope for nationwide relief. Todd Nettleton with The Voice of the Martyrs, USA, explains India's constitution guarantees freedom of religion. But India's Hindu nationalist government supports contradictory anti-conversion laws. That's why all eyes are on the India Supreme Court case currently scheduled for November 4th.
They're not considering the constitutionality of the anti-conversion laws yet, but they are considering putting a stay on the enforcement of the laws while they consider the constitutionality.
Please pray the Supreme Court decision could lift this type of persecution for good.
They could just leave the stay in place and then not ever issue a final ruling about the constitutionality.
In other news, Mission Cry recently sent 10,000 copies of the New Testament in Spanish to Cuba and the surrounding areas, according to Mission Cry President Jason Wolford. Cuba is number 26 on the World Watch's list of 50 countries where Christians face the most extreme persecution. Crime is also on the rise there, according to the Cuban Observatory of Citizen Audit.
It's so exciting to know that we have the word there, giving it to people that are in a bad way, right? Those that are being persecuted, and then hopefully reaching those that are doing the persecuting. You know, when we see the word of God being distributed, when we see lives being changed, if you can imagine stuff going out from Cuba to Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and Haiti, Venezuela, and Colombia, seeing how God's using that as a hub is truly miraculous.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.